Weekly, we focus on the work of area organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. This morning, we welcome the Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion for Ottawa County, Robin Afric. Good morning to you, Robin.
Good morning.
And the City Manager of the City of Holland, Keith Van Beek. Good morning to you, Keith.
Good morning.
All
great
right.
to be here.
Still morning, isn't it? Yep, 10:40. Joining the discussion, of course, WGBU Grants Manager Steve Chappell, a weekly segment that's part of a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Shelley. Good morning to our special guest, Robin and Keith. Very nice to have them here. We'll be talking about the upcoming Diversity Forum, along with the brand new Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion for all of Ottawa County. But first, a bit about the Kellogg grant. We are very proud to be partnering with the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and funded by them to focus on inequities in our community and ways that we can bridge gaps and create more of a sense of belongingness for all of our residents. And toward that, we are creating programming, including this Friday segment. And also, we are building capacity in the community by training individual leaders of color to produce programming they feel is representative of issues and populations they represent, and then taking that content into the community to spark conversations. So toward that goal, and as part of that goal, we're really excited to learn more about the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion for Ottawa County.
Awesome. Take it away, Robin, with your responsibilities, please.
Sure. So very quickly, the Ottawa County Board of Commissioners, in partnership with other leaders in our area, they established the first Office of Diversity, Equity, Inclusion on December 11th of 2018. And since then has approved the staffing. That was on February 26th, and now I'm here. So there have really been around, there was five goals initially, but there's three that we're looking at having this office really focus on. The first is to create what we call an equity strategy plan for all of Ottawa County that will look at all of human differences. So it's quite big, but it's good work. And then the second piece really is to focus on how do we look at implicit bias within our policies, our procedures, our programming, and the way that we deliver our services to the public, because the public is our customer. And so partnering then with the external municipalities, jurisdictions, the cities, et cetera, and townships who have all raised their hand and said, yes, we want to be a part of this effort, and then also looking inwardly at what we're currently doing in our four walls.
Thank you for that, Robin. Keith Van Beek, again, City of Holland, City Manager. How are they doing without you? For, you know, because you're on the radio.
Yeah, I know. Well, thankfully, it's not snowing this morning. This, they don't let the city manager go in snow plows, but
you have the heated sidewalk, right?
Yeah, we're excited about that. But we're excited. We're so excited about this forum too coming up, because you know this is just so important to our community. And as Robin outlined so well, you know, in public service, everybody in our community are the receiver of our services. So as organizations, we want to make sure that as we deliver the public services to our community, that we're doing those equitably. So this forum is just one of those great opportunities. As forums are, it's a place for learning, discussion, engagement, so we can learn from the experts in the field and we can have these conversations with others that are doing this work.
Keith, I have a question for you. As a former resident of Holland, I'm very familiar with Holland's longstanding commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. And some of your committees that you've had in offices, I believe the Human Relations Commission is one. Can you talk a little bit about that for the City of Holland, and then how the partnership came to be with the new Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion to bring about the forum?
Yeah, so I've been city manager just for a year and a half now. But I am a, I'm a child, I guess, of Holland, Zealand area. So I've come back. But Holland really has had an international relations commission, a human relations commission, and then a staff person. Right now, a fantastic staff person, Esther Fifalski, that works in this area, is our human relations coordinator. So we have a decades-long involvement in this space. But the reason that the forum came together, I think, in in one small way is because before I worked for the City of Holland, I was the deputy administrator at Ottawa County. So I knew the work that Ottawa County had concluded with. I was just one small part of the discussions and laying the groundwork for this in Ottawa County. So this just was natural to come together with our partners and do this in the larger community. So how, as I've said, how couldn't we do this forum together in partnership with the county?
Well, Robin, can we get right into talking about the Diversity Forum? And thank you for that, Keith. This is fascinating. I'm looking at the listing of this. And by the way, it takes place November 15th. That's coming up real soon, November 15th from 8 to 4 at the Holland Civic Center. Mm-hmm. And first, right off the bat, how does someone register? How does someone attend this Diversity Forum?
Yeah, so our registration will be open until November 7th. So it's coming up. We have about 240 individuals that have already said that they want to attend. And you can go straight to our website, actually, the Ottawa County website. And there is a CIC or Cultural Intelligence Committee has it there listed for you to be able to register right online. And the ticket is $40, but that covers lunch and breakfast and some of the materials that we'll be presenting. So.
And I believe, Robin, you said that people will be attending from outlying areas. You have some people attending from out of state. And I'm looking at some of the workshops and the titles, Elected Officials Panel, looking at municipalities, AM Workshops, the Racial Equity Toolkit, Leading with Racial Equity. This is pretty comprehensive. What are some of the objectives of the Diversity Forum?
Yeah, I think that so let me just back up and just mention that the diversity forums have been happening prior, right, to this one here. It just happens to be that this one has scaled because we partnered with the City of Holland. And when my office came into play, the Cultural Intelligence Committee really said, hey, we need to focus on some of the work that the DEI office is going to be doing in the future. And equity is part of that. And so we said, let's really look across the state of Michigan and highlight the fact that we have the first racial equity officer in the state. We have two other racial equity officers across the state, including my new office, and then highlighting Grand Rapids and the city in Kent County because they have been doing this work and there are some great best practices. So we are going to be bringing in speakers that really highlight public service, government, equity, who's doing it, how's the state working around this. Outcomes, obviously, is we want those who are already in public service, who have never been exposed to this or may have and are on that journey. What can we learn together? What do we need to do better? What are some of the resources and networks? And really, it's an open space to learn and come together collaboratively.
Look, Steve, Robin's a panelist.
Oh. Yes. Talk about a few of the panelists. This is very interesting.
Yeah. Or did you want to speak to some of it too?
Yeah, one of the panelists that I'm just going to highlight is we have a really great one on health. So Ottawa County, one of the things that Ottawa County certainly has is the health department. So building health equity capacity. So the health director, Lisa Stefanoski, and some of her team are going to be talking about some of the programming that they're doing. And we know that that's one area, right, where sometimes the outcomes in different populations are not the same. So what can we do and what are some best practices and how can we learn from each other to target some of those areas and get equitable outcomes? So that's one that I'm particularly excited about. And yes, I work for the City of Holland now, but I'm still at heart still a county employee. And I'm really, you know, proud of the departments and the work that's happened to date. But I'm really excited about the work that's going to be moving forward also.
I think this is so critical, and the timing of this diversity forum is really in line with where our population is going as becoming a more diverse population nationally. In fact, I think by 2045, it will be whites will be the minority. And so, you know, and on that note, is there are health disparities. And as the W.K. Kellogg Foundation report, A Business Case for Racial Equity, points out, and that's the business case for racial equity in Michigan, that unfortunately a child of color is born into a path of poor health, lower educational attainment, fewer employment opportunities, and so on and so forth. So anything we can do as a community to level that playing field, to provide resources where they're needed, to create more equity in those spaces. So we applaud the City of Holland and your office, Robin, for doing this. So who might want to attend this forum? Diversity offices, individuals, other nonprofit organizations? Who are likely?
Yeah, so anyone is welcome, yeah. Right? Absolutely anyone is welcome. But we do, so the subtitle is Journeys to Equity in Public Service. Mm-hmm. So if there is kind of a specialty that we're really looking for, is we do want those elected officials, those that are working in public service, maybe to, in particular, take a look at this, and we want them to be included. Because, again, and the topic of a forum, it's a place to come together and learn and to share ideas and be challenged. So really, there's a special invitation, I guess, to those that are serving in public service.
I'm impressed with your keynote speaker.
Yes.
And Dr. Kirshen. Yes. She's a rock star.
Yes. We're very, very blessed. We're very, very blessed and honored to have her come and speak. And the fact that she has the intersection of so many pieces of diversity coming together, and the fact that she's also from Ottawa County and can speak to that experience, is so crucial. So, we're very happy to have her.
Are you going to be touching during this forum on unemployment? You mentioned you have speakers on health, but what about employment, education? Do you have some of those issues touched upon by speakers as well?
So we don't have workshops specifically focused on those two pieces yet, but Dr. Meera Krishnan will be talking about some of the business case, the health space as well, and just the fact that she's a doctor in the space of education. I think she'll bring all of those elements in the first part of our keynote.
There are some wonderful studies, and it's encouraging to read that the more diverse a community or an employment space, that productivity is increased, the bottom line is increased to the positive, in general, the space is enriched, whether it's a community or a place of employment.
Absolutely. And you know, there's a business case for this. There's just it's the right thing to do case for it, foundationally, right? But I know that when the county was going through the discussions and the process of creating this very important office, there was a lot of overwhelming support from the business community, from the corporation community, that shared exactly that our future depends on being a place that's diverse and being a place that those of us that are diverse feel welcome. Mm-hmm. And really, just another plug for Ottawa County, you know, they changed their tagline a couple years ago as a cornerstone for this, where it's Ottawa County, where you belong. And that's just, I think, two things. I think it's a recognition of where we're moving in the future, but it's also a recognition of the commitment that the county made in this space.
Steve, we've got about 4 minutes left.
Well, Keith, you point out really what is most important. It's the right thing to do. It's the humane thing to do. We're all members of the human race, and every person can thrive is, of course, the goal, whether you're a city, a place of employment, or the general community. This interview, by the way, if you've missed any part of it, will be housed on the WGVU radio news page under Mutually Inclusive. So you can go later this afternoon and hear it in its entirety, as well as other interviews in the series. Once again, can you tell us, Robin and Keith, where folks can learn more about the upcoming forum?
Yeah, so on the website, and you certainly can use your favorite search engine, but it is www.myottawa.org. MIOTTAWA.org. And I believe it's one of the main hits on that website when you get there.
What are you thinking, Roman?
Yeah, I was looking it up online. So if you do go there, you can also type in diversity forum Ottawa County, and it should pull up, and you can register right there on the page.
Great. Is this some, I'm going to miss this. Is this like a fourth annual, or is it the, yeah, it's an annual event, so.
It has been an annual, and this is the first year that, again, we're partnering with the City of Holland, and we're really focusing on equity as the main piece with public service.
And I see one of the afternoon workshops involves the City of Grand Rapids, a City of Grand Rapids Equal Business Opportunity Program. So this is really comprehensive.
Supplier, yes.
This is wonderful.
Yep. Great. Well, I have a feeling there will be a packed house and much action item to be taken away to bring to our good West Michigan. All right, Steve Chappell, I guess let's wrap it up.
Well, we just want to thank both guests for being here, helping to educate the community about their efforts in the area of diversity, equity, inclusion. And, of course, we want to thank the W.K. Kellogg Foundation for their longstanding partnership, their vision, and good work in this community and all communities.
Great. WGBU Grants Manager Steve Chappell, along with our guest Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion for Ottawa County, Robin Afric, and City Manager of the City of Holland, Keith Van Beek. Back to your world to go. Thank you very much.